This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Went to Mow Kings Meadow, the podcast that follows the fantastic Chelsea FC women's team. I'm your host, Dean, joined by my co-host this week, Dane. Dane, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Looking forward to this weekend. Excited to have a ticket, although Jane's got it. I haven't got it in my possession. Let's hope she doesn't lose it.
What's the current numbers of sales at the moment?
We're up to 40,000, I believe.
Wow, so amazing.
Still a lot of tickets left to sell. If you want to go, they're available. We're here this week to have our Talking Tactics episode 3. And for that, we needed some special help to help us get through. So we've got that in the form of Matthew Ball from Worldwide Chelsea. Matt, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, happy to be on. Happy to be on for a good episode and to talk about tactics and then later on the FA Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we normally do these with Mia Eriksson. She's unavailable, doing something else, which is a lot more exciting than this, let's say. But since we last did the Talking Tactics, Chelsea have played 6 games. They've scored 21 goals, conceded none. That's from 4 away games, 2 home games. Those fixtures were Man City 0, Chelsea 3 in the FA Cup semi-final. Aston Villa 0, Chelsea 1. Servette 0, Chelsea 7 in the Champions League. Then Man City 0, Chelsea 4 in the league game. The Chelsea then 1-0 against Servette in the Champions League return leg, and then the 5-0 win against Birmingham City in the last home game before this international break. Dane, it shows that the back three is working. You know, 21 goals, none conceded in 6 games. Pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, it's very impressive. You think as well, you know, early on that first game against Arsenal when there was clear gaps, there was massive space for Arsenal to expose in between our midfield and our back three. And For the next couple of shows after that, we kept on questioning, you know, will the back three stay? Will Emma change it to a 4? We've seen that Matt might obviously highlight on more that it, in games that they do like to transition into a 4, sometimes for you know, a matter of moments or a time, specific time, based on who we play. It's similar to the men's, you know, on Sunday, when Tuchel clearly saw that United wasn't attacking, so went to a back four and pushed Reece James into like right midfield. You know, Emma can do that. We saw it away to Man City the first time we played in the season, that, you know, Guru Wrighton was a lot further up than Jess Carter. But yeah, it's clearly working. And, you know, Emma knows a lot more than most people. She was being questioned early on. She stuck with it. It is looking good. We've all been impressed with Nguyen. When she came in, it was unfortunate that she got injured. But it gives Jess Carter, you know, more chances to learn the position. And I think she has been playing well. I know it's easy to highlight some of the mistakes she does. But also, you know, we need to praise a lot of the positives she has brought to that position.
Yeah, absolutely. She has had to play in different positions as well. Matt, how important was it that Chelsea sort of solved that issue of the back three sort of conceding the goals, and then, you know, moving Carter centrally, and then we've seen Anik Nguyen in this time play in the middle. We've seen Maren Mjelde play in the middle in this time as well. It just seems a lot more set and solid, and the players are comfortable with what they're doing in those three positions.
Yeah, I think in a league that has got much better in the attacking aspect, it's important to have a strong defence. And I was just worrying that we were conceding too many goals. And even when we weren't conceding, when Berger was doing quite well, we were conceding too many chances. And obviously, we already took the first loss against Arsenal. And I was worried, if we take another loss, are we just going to put ourselves a bit too further behind, a bit too much gap to hold off? Because Arsenal are doing well. Obviously, they've got the draw against Tottenham, which is nice, but we've still got to work to get that gap back. But yeah, the defence has really improved. There just seems to be that gel that they're communicating with each other much better. They're pushing up when they need to together, and they're pushing back together. The wing backs are working quite well with the centre back, the left and right centre back. I think it's just a bit more gelled together. I think it was going to take time to get that gel together, and we didn't throw away too many results before that happened. So hopefully, from now on, it should be a bit more smooth sailing.
Yeah, absolutely. Just 1 point now behind Arsenal, and that means that when they come to King's Meadow, there's an opportunity to leapfrog them with the 2 points ahead. And if we win all our games, then the title's ours again. Dane, perhaps what's more impressive is these 6 games, 21 goals, is all without Pernille Harder, who's not featured at all due to her injuries. And that's mainly due to the rise of Jessie Fleming.
Yeah, Jessie Fleming, Aaron Cuthbert as well, has played, you know, in that front three as well. Really, and as I said on previous shows, they've been replacing Harder's goals and assists. You know, we all had thoughts of how Jessie Fleming's season would go with Chelsea. You know, she had such a starring role in the summer, winning the Olympic gold with Canada, and, you know, she's got a big reputation in North America, you know, big reputation in Canada. And we all saw glimpses of her last year. We all believed in her, you know, things that, we was looking forward to, but she didn't get a lot of look-ins last season. But this season, you know, she didn't have much of a pre-season because of the Olympics, and it took her a few games to get in. But once she did, you know, whether it was luck for injuries or just how she'd been performing, you know, and she stayed in there. So, you know, good to her. You know, she's a class player. She's at a great age, 23, I believe. You know, she's proven her worth. It's not easy, you know. It's so easy playing well. You know, sometimes when you play against teams and they raise the occasion, like certain players, but to then play for a big team is a completely different matter. She's proven that she deserves to play in a big team, one of the biggest teams in the world, and she's totally impressive. She's got such a good energy on her. You know, she pops up on the left, pops up on the right, like a short pass. We've seen she can get into the area and finish. Some of her finishes have been striker-esque. She's got a bit of a bite to her tackle as well. Yeah, really like her. A busybody, which I'm sure as a midfielder or a defender of your opponents wouldn't want to play against.
Yeah, everyone that knows me knows I love Jessie Fleming. Matt, she's been nominated for the Player of the Month for November in the league, and it's well-deserved, isn't it? Because she is, you know, as Dane said, carrying the team as Harder does sometimes, and enabling sort of Kirby and Kerr to continue what they do.
Yeah, she's come in, she's stepped up to the plate, and arguably the way she's playing at the moment, despite how good Pernille Harder is, there's questions, does she walk straight back in? Because Fleming has been fantastic. She, as I said, she's stepped up. And the thing is, the beauty of it is there is still parts of her game she can improve, so we know that she can improve and become this better player, and that's the thing that excites me. Obviously, she did have that good summer with Canada, and there was all the questions, is she going to come into the season and replicate that at Chelsea? And she's done absolutely fantastic for me. She couldn't have done any better, especially after the lack of pre-season, and hopefully she carries it on.
Yeah, big run of fixtures coming up, and we don't know yet if Pernille Harder is going to be fit for the next run of games. So we need her to carry that on into the Christmas period. A player we saw return to the starting lineup was Maren Mjelde. she came in as the middle centre back. Dave, is that where you think she plays in this setup?
It's hard to second judge Emma. Obviously, we've all seen her over the years go from midfield to centre midfield to right back, successfully to right back when we made those great Champions League runs a couple of seasons ago. Till she got last season, she got that horrible injury. It was in the final, wasn't it? It was the final. She got the horrible injury.
Final.
Yeah, when we was beaten. Was it Bristol City? Was it Bristol City we beat?
Was it? Your memory serves you very well tonight, Dave.
Yeah. And it's a shame because, as I've said on previous shows, sorry if I'm repeating myself or people listening think you said that before. She's one of those players that all teams need. You know, you need four or five, you know, players who play in numerous positions, who are good team players, who are captains as well. You know, she's a captain and she's a leader. She is my favourite, as I've repeated many a times. I would always find a place for her. I think Emma's doing really well, you know, just easing her in. She's got a good 90 minutes recently. It's a tough to say if we believe that it, for the future, she'll be in the centre of that three, because obviously Jess Carter's playing well, but I just started to see Nguyen really started to sparkle, and I thought that you couldn't really drop her. I really liked Anik Nguyen in the middle of that three. Unfortunately, she got injured. It is a hard one. Whether you had Marin, you know, maybe in centre midfield, maybe screening more. I know sometimes if you have G and loopholes, there's some gaps there defensively on the midfield side. So maybe Marin could do like a Sophie Ingle role if needed. You know, she's such a good player. But yeah, I don't know. I can't see it being in that three. But at the moment, in the middle of that three. But at the moment, I think it's all about fitness for her. And then, you know, Emma will have to make a decision when she's got her fitness up, when she's had so many more training sessions under her belt, a few more 90 minutes. It's okay. Now I've really got to decide where I'm going to push her in.
Yeah, what's great though, Matt, as Dane alluded to, is the, you know, versatility and the flexibility of some of these players. You know, Cuthbert's played central midfield, attacking midfield, and right wing back. Jess Carter's played centre back and wing back, etc. And Mielda's one of those players as well. She can play centre back, she can play centre mid, she can play wing back, and that enables us to, you know, not just rest different players, but also adapt in games as well. When we've got these players playing, you can shift them out for 5 minutes and just get feels for different formations and how they're going to work against different opponents.
Yeah, I mean, most importantly as well, it keeps teams guessing. They don't know who we're going to put in what positions. Even looking at the lineup, when the game comes out, they'll look and go, well, we've got a few of these players here, but we don't know what positions they're going to play in because either of them can play in different positions. I think in terms of Marin, I think the central centre-back would be good for her in terms of she can act as that middle centre-back, and then when we're against maybe a more lower league team, she can push into that midfielder and almost become a third midfielder at times, and again adapt with the formation. But then she could also be on that right wing back, because as a more of a defensive wing back, because obviously we've got on the left we've got Anderson, who is more the defensive wing back, and then you've got Wrighton, who's more of the attacking one. But on, I feel on the right, we don't, apart from shifting out Carter there, we don't really have that defensive right wing back, which in certain games, particularly maybe the Arsenal one, when we play them in the league, that could be kind of vital to kind of playing against some of their players. So I think she could play in multiple positions. It would just depend on what Emma wants. I think for now, as Dane kind of said, she needs to get game time. And I think at the moment, it doesn't matter what position she's in at the moment, as long as she gets the game time and the minutes, that's all Emma cares about.
Yeah, I think you're right. She won't care either. She'd just be happy to be back and getting those 90 minutes. So it'll only be, obviously, once you've started playing, and she might... Maybe we'll even get to the end of the season with her, you know, just happy to be back and being fitted in here and there and getting a lot of games under her belt. Best in the summer, they obviously have a good chat and decide what position she's going to be aiming for.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Chidge.
JK. In all the years you've been following Chelsea, you hardly ever miss a match, home or away. But how would you feel if you couldn't be there and it's not on TV?
Oh, Chich, I'd be bereft, inconsolable. The thought of missing my beloved Blue Boys live. It's all too much.
I know, JK, I know. It's all a bit too much, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, panic not. NordVPN have come to the rescue.
They have?
Yep, NordVPN allows us to watch any match, even if it's not on live TV here.
They do?
Yeah, they do. With just one click, they switch your virtual location to a country which is showing the match, and they act as your cyber bodyguard whilst online, protecting your personal data and sensitive info like card details and passwords.
Oh, wow, great. But yeah, I bet that'll cost me a fortune.
Actually, JK, it's only the price of a cup of coffee per month, and you can use your account across 6 devices. It's a bargain, JK. And best of all, no more tears for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, NordVPN. I'm so happy. I could cry. Where do I sign up, Jinj?
Well, to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/ChelseaFancast. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support the Chelsea Fancast. The link is in the podcast episode description box.
Real fans, real opinions.
For Chelsea fans everywhere, this is the ultimate football app for you. For match highlights, interviews, and the best Chelsea videos and podcasts. Download the free CFC Blues app now from the App Store and Google Play.
FootballFancast.com.
Yeah, and what's great about Marin is she reaches a very high level, no matter where she's on the pitch, and someone that Emma will rely on, I'm sure, heavily in the upcoming fixtures. Another player that we've started to see just in little dribs and jabs is Lauren James. Dane, what have you made of her since she's sort of had a few minutes on the pitch? Hard to judge, I guess.
Yeah, rusty, but wow, you know, you can tell the class in her. You know, she in our last game, very fast over like a 5-10 yard, you know, 5-10 yards of space. You know, a couple of times she got away and she put some great balls in. Had a good shot. Yeah, very impressive. It feels like, you know, she was drifting out. You know, she was going quite wide. But yeah, I really like what I see at the moment. And again, like Maren, you know, it's going to take a bit of time. She's obviously more. She's obviously got more of a lockdown on a position. It's forward, whether it's left or right or through the middle. I don't know if she likes to drift. I haven't seen enough of her, but at the moment, yeah, it's all about getting minutes, all about getting, you know, that energy in that legs, lots of training sessions. And but I do like what I saw that last 20 minutes against, who was the previous game? Was it Leicester?
Birmingham,
sorry. Yeah, I really liked what I saw. As I said, over a 10-yard space, she got away from a couple of defenders with ease, and she put some really dangerous balls into the box. So yeah, another great pick for us. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, we've got so many good options. You think when Harder's back as well, when Pennell's back, and you're going to have so many options for that front three. And if Emma Hayes can find a way to balance it and keep everyone happy, then wow, you know, it's going to be some force that teams are going to have to deal with.
Yeah, Matt, I thought it was interesting that she came on in that game for Jessie Fleming, picked up a number 10 position, linked up very well with some of her fellow forwards, made the fifth goal by playing through, I think it was Kurt across to Kirby, maybe the other way around, I don't know, I can't remember. But also, with not just the link-up play, she likes to just take players on, as Dane said, and that's something that not the other attackers just don't do that. They like to pass and move into space. She offers something different as well, so that's another good, you know, asset to our attack.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's done okay when she's coming. I feel she's, at times, I think, trying a little bit too hard, which is natural. You're trying to impress. Obviously, the idea of being Reece James's brother is another aspect that she's got to take on. And a lot of the more casual women fans are kind of interested because of that aspect. But I think she's done well. I think the position she's played has been very interesting. And it's nice to see, again, as you said, someone that can drive with the ball and offer something different in the attack. I think now we're looking, whereas we had a kind of a, not similar players, but players that play together and do that kind of nice passing football. But now we've got a whole range of different attackers that, depending on the game, we can mix and match and get the best formula depending on what team we play, which is, when you're going in all competitions, especially in the Champions League, that's the part that's important.
Yeah, I'd like to see, just for like 5 minutes, maybe like Harder, Kirby Kerr, Lauren James, Wright and Cuthbert, Fleming, like all these attackers trying to score a goal or something. Maybe next time we're 5-0 up with a few minutes to go, maybe. The last bit I want to sort of look at tactically is the midfield pivot. And we've seen Drew Spence and Melly Leupolz play there against Servette and Birmingham City. We won the game 7-0 and 5-0. They seem to really complement each other, Dane. I'm just wondering if this can be replicated in a bigger game.
Well, we'll only know if Emma's brave enough to go with those two. I think Drew Spence, you know, she's always similar to Maren Meldy. You know, she's a good team player. You know, we know the position she can play and she's always played it well. Again, we didn't see a lot of her last season. We've seemed to see her more of her. She's been trusted again, but she's really been playing well. You know, the last game she played really well. It's a tough pick because I really like Leupolz. I really like the box-to-box style she has. And then it's always a tough pick to say who's going to play next to her. Sophie naturally complements her, Sophie Ingle, because she screens that defence so well. Like I said a little bit earlier, I thought Maren could do. When G is there, they sort of struggle to combine too well. And sometimes there's a bit too much space behind them. But then Drew, you know, Drew's got a good energy on her. She, you know, she's got a good box. And like Jesse, you know, she likes to tackle. She likes putting herself about. She can pass the ball, you know, short and long. And she has been impressive. It's so many pieces and so many options for Emma Hayes. It's just the same. We don't seem to have too many in the back three to give our captain and Millie Bright the odd rest, but everywhere else we're stacked. And but going back to Drew, yeah, she has been really performing well, and she's obviously going to give Emma Hayes some thoughts, because, you know, no matter how well you've been playing, Emma can only pick 11 on Sunday, and there's going to be you can balance it up through the season, you know, but when it gets to the cup finals, that's when you're going to have to upset people, because that's the games that they're all going to want to play in. So there's going to be some people who can either sulk or just get on with it. And again, if I get a chance to come on Sunday and prove my worth and show my point, you know, there's plenty more games left in the season to, you know, to play for.
Yeah, Matt, my philosophy in big games is anyone but G, because I don't think it works when we're being pressed through the middle. But what did you make of Spence and Leupolz together? Do you think that could be an FA Cup final partnership?
I do like the partnership, but I don't know. For a final, I feel like stick with what you know. I think it's done well in some of the couple of the other smaller games, but it would be a big move for Emma to go for it in the final against Arsenal, who we've obviously, the team have lost against. So we need to get that win before in the league game, just so we have a little bit of a bounce from it. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because I was surprised Spence would play. I think last season, obviously, as you said, she didn't really play too much. And I was wondering whether she's a little bit out of favour, whether they're just options Emma preferred, but she's come in and she's done well. So I mean, Emma's got one of the hardest jobs, because there's so many players playing well. As you said, you've got to upset some people, and some quality players are going to be upset.
I think one of the great things about this team, though, is that the players don't really get upset, and if they do, they keep it to themselves and don't let it upset the team. And I mean, if you look after this international break, they've got 5 games in 14 days. So the FA Cup final, then Juventus at home, Reading away, Wolfsburg away, then finishing on with West Ham at home. So there's going to be opportunities, regardless, Dane, isn't there, for the players that don't get picked, maybe for the big game, for the next one to come in and make their point.
Well, exactly that. You know, that is a short spell with a lot of games in, and you know, you've got to. It's hard to lock down a place in this Chelsea, you know, team. You've got to be something special. So, you know, you've just got to know that Emma trusts you. And as I said, there's going to be some disappointed players on Saturday. Is it Saturday? Some disappointed players. And unfortunately, you've got to know you're always going to get another chance. Emma always gives you a chance. That's the thing. And it's up to you to, you know, to impress and do your best to try and get that shot, because she will give you a chance. And as you said, if you're going to be upset, you know, you miss out on the big FA Cup final, but you know that you're likely to get a look in the next, one of the five games, as you said, in that short period. So, yeah, the whole squad will be needed for that.
Yeah, lots to look forward to. That is all for this episode of Talking Tactics. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any questions you want to ask for the next one, which will be after this round of fixtures, so over the Christmas period at some time, do get in touch with anything you spot, you want to talk about, you want us to talk about, and we will address that on the show. We will be back later this week with an FA Cup final preview, which will be the three of us, because we're going to record it after this. Insider sort of knowledge there for the listener. Until then, you can follow us on Twitter at Mokings Meadow, me at D Mears, Dane at DWit9, and Matt at MattJBall98. In the meantime, you can sign up to Patreon, join the Discord community. We chat about Chelsea women pretty much every day and women's football in general. So make sure you get on that. The links for that are all in the description. Dane, a good sort of round of fixtures to talk about. Hopefully we can replicate sort of five games, 2-1 goals, none conceded. What do you think?
Yeah, easy. Easy. You've got, you know, this team fills you with so much confidence. And at the beginning of the season, I was confident. You know, I know what Emma can bring. I was impressed with the a couple of signings we made. But Arsenal, who we have on Saturday, they've got some pieces as well. So I always thought there was going to be the ones who would be the nearest challengers to us. As you said, we're going to be talking about them in the next show. But yeah, it's this team gives you confidence, and you know, every game we go into it with trust in Emma, trust in the players. It's a good team to watch, the tactics as well. And so yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the listeners will agree, Matt. You brought so much to this sort of Talking Tactics episode. I always find it interesting how much there is to talk about with this team, even though they're winning quite comfortably at the moment. You still can pick out bits and pieces, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, so much to talk about. I mean, obviously, we scored so many goals, different tactics, different players, different teams. It's nice because it's not like you've got the same 11 coming out each week. And you just you get to the point you can't really talk about too much more. But Emma always likes to throw in a bit of surprises for us to talk about, which is nice. I'm glad I could come on for a Talking Tactics, obviously replacing Mia. It's a bit of a downgrade coming on to me, but there you go. But yeah, happy to be on.
Technically, it's Mia's show, so I'm replacing her, hosting it. Just a very excellent guest, Matt, is where we'll put you at. Rather, no downgrades on this show whatsoever. Like I said, that is all for this installment of Talking Tactics. Join us next time. Until then, keep the blue flag flying high.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect! Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.